Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years now. She is one of the internet pioneers. But the truth is, though, folks, she was like a child prodigy. So she started, you know, 20 or so years ago, only as a 9-year old, and so she's seen it all. Though she's seen the whole thing as the internet came along and has been part of it all along. She is the author of the e-commerce question and answer book and also her new book, E-Learning 2.0. And we've learned more from her about e-business than I quote her all the time, the things that I've learned from her. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Anita, I've got my new book that I'm working on, my Age of the Customer book, and I don't specifically reference a lot of individuals in the book, but you're in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah, there's one chapter where you're in there, and I talk about how you opened my eyes, helped me understand the internet, the World Wide Web, and e-business, e-service, e-shopping and all that kind of stuff. You taught us that a long time ago, and that was a real revelation to a lot of folks. It takes somebody, you know, who started when they were 9 and has been through it all these years, right?
I wish it was 9 20 years ago.
Okay, 12.
What we talked about 15 years ago, it's not like it's not applicable. It's just that new things keep on coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And new things, you know, 20 years ago we talked about you need to have a website because people are starting to use
the
internet to find you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not there, they don't find you.
Right.
So I think a lot of people have figured that one out. But now some of the newer things are mobile. And then we have other ways of them finding you. Mobile, Facebook,
right.
Twitter, you know, where do those things fit in?
Well, I actually wrote an article a year or so ago where I said, and I was trying to be provocative. I was intentionally being provocative. And I said, will social media be the end of websites?
You know, I don't think so.
Well, you'd be surprised at the people who raised up on their hind legs at me about that. And I was just trying to point out the differences between a website and a social media platform.
Right.
And the point that I made was a website is a really high-powered brochure and storefront, but it's not a community builder. If you want to build a community, you need to go to a social media platform. What do you think?
Partly true, because a lot of times people can build community on their website. It depends upon what kind of website you have.
Right, right.
But like Amazon has built a lot of community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but those are sites.
But the average,
when you think
the
about
average
it, it's a bookstore.
The average small business owner is not as likely to do that, though.
And it's exactly.
It would be easier for them to do it with a fan page or something like that.
Right. So yeah, and people say, where does Facebook fit in? As opposed to using something like AdWords. If you're just talking about advertising, you know, the thing is the new stuff doesn't necessarily negate the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So having a website didn't necessarily do away with your storefront.
And see, that's the thing that's really making it complicated for Main Street small businesses. In the old days, when something new came out, it kicked something else out the back door.
Right.
Right. And so all you had to do was learn the new thing and shuck the old thing. But now we keep adding stuff. There's just more and more stuff, isn't there?
Well, yeah.
It's like more hoarders channels. Or something.
No, and you got to decide who are the social media like Facebook, that's very, if you're a business to business, you're not going to use something like Facebook because people don't use Facebook. For business.
Right.
But if you're very consumer-oriented, then maybe having a Facebook page, you know, putting up on your website whether or not people like you and having a Facebook page, it doesn't negate advertising.
Right.
People don't buy from Facebook. What it does is it gives you that social piece,
right.
That piece where you can have community, that piece where you can talk about what you do that makes you special.
Facebook is just a platform. It's just the room that you hang out in.
Right. And it's something that we didn't really have before. It's kind of, you know, the same reason a small business might go someplace that they're not going to make any sales, but they say, well, all of my customers are there, and I want them to all come over and say, oh, hey, I like you.
Right.
It's like belonging to the Lions Club or something.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. I told you we'd have a better time and get smarter when Anita joined us. Anita Rosen and I will be right back. 22, stay with us. It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.